County police officers with 24-hour patrol cars should report immediately to their district substations, and all members of the Kentucky State Police who live in the Louisville area are to call the Elizabethtown Post. That's all state policemen who live in the Louisville area should call the state police post at Elizabethtown. The time is 1 minute before 6 o'clock. This is WHAS News. I'm Byron Crawford, and along with Glenn Baston and Chuck Paddock and a host of other reporters who come in now and then, we're trying to keep you posted as best we can on the situation in the wake of the tornado which hit Louisville and Jefferson County, southern Indiana, and other counties around Louisville this afternoon. Suburban Hospital here in Louisville reports that at least 25 persons have been received for treatment of injuries suffered in the storm which hit the metro area this afternoon. The hospital says the injuries are of varying degree and that more injured are coming in. Again, Suburban Hospital, one of the hospitals out in the eastern section of the county, near I-64, says at least 25 persons have been received for treatment of injuries and that more are coming in. General Hospital now tells us that they have received 7 injuries as a result of the storm which moved through Louisville and Jefferson County this afternoon. In Indiana, at least 11 persons are known dead. 25 to 30 more are said to have been injured, but those are only preliminary figures. The authorities in Indiana, more than one, have asked for National Guard assistance, and we can assume that we'll hear something shortly from Governor Otis Bowen of Indiana. Governor Ford of Kentucky told Glenn Baston a few minutes ago, and that was later reaffirmed by County Judge Todd Hollenbach, that the National Guardsmen and policemen in Louisville and Jefferson County are out in force to do what they can to help you, and most of all to protect the property that was damaged, make sure that it's not looted and what have you. Meantime, if you don't have to be on the roadways, stay off. And if you don't have to make a telephone call, don't. And if you don't have to take a shower, don't take a shower or even drink water, because we are experiencing problems with the water supply. The tornado apparently scored a direct hit on the water company's pumping station in Crescent Hill this afternoon. We just talked with Frank Campbell, the chief engineer for the Louisville Water Company, and he told us that we have something in the neighborhood of 8 hours water supply left. No problem, he says, providing people conserve water as best they can. And that means that if we don't have to use it unnecessarily, please remember what he said and don't try to store a huge amount of water up, because that's going to damage the efforts completely. If you don't have to use the phone, as we said, don't use it, because the lines are being tied up with calls to the Weather Bureau and what have you. We're well aware of extensive damage in Louisville and Jefferson County, and news people and authorities are out in force now trying to find out where the hardest hit areas were, and there'll be help there sometime within the next few hours, we can assume. This is WHAS News. The time is 2 minutes past six.
We might point out to those of you who probably are tuning in, or some of you are tuning in to hear the world tonight, we are going to preempt that broadcast because of the weather situation in Kentuckiana, so that we can continue to update that information. The situation is this, Alderman Gentry. This is Glenn Baston at WHAS Radio, and we are on the air live, sir. Could I put you on the air and ask you from your command post what the situation looks like?
I'll be glad to.
All right. You, I understand, talked with Governor Ford a little bit earlier and did ask for some guard assistance within the city. Is that correct?
That is right.
Where are the hardest hit areas from your command post?
Around the fairground and is the worst, I believe.
Where are you asking that the guard be directed to?
They were directed to go straight to the fairground.
Okay. Do you have you placed a request for where they might be dispatched after they are assembled at the fairgrounds?
No. We dispatch them to the most places they are needed when they get there.
Do you have any indication, sir, of injuries and things of that nature?
Well, about 100 so far, as I've got to check on.
Within the city limits?
Within the city limits, yeah.
We are of the opinion that within the city, probably the area around Seneca Park was the hardest hit.
Is that, Seneca Park and around Eastern Parkway, Barstown Road, and Lexington Road was the hardest place it was hit. And I've got heavy equipment on the way out there now to clean out and help to get it where we can get started moving again. And I just got a call from a water company that they almost wiped out in the east section of Louisville on water, and we've asked everybody if they'll cut down on the water as much as possible.
Alderman Gentry, are you having any problems with sightseers?
Well, we always have trouble with that.
What about, we are also told that there may be some difficulties with the telephones. Have you had any indication of that?
We have no indication of that, none whatsoever.
Okay, Alderman, thank you much for talking with us. We'll let you get back to work now.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Gentry, who is acting mayor, Mayor Sloan is out of town. I don't know whether he's on vacation. I think maybe he is taking a vacation, but he, too, has asked for National Guard assistance within the city of Louisville. He seems to think that, as everyone else does, that the eastern area of the city is the hardest hit. I guess we could run down for you, Byron, if you have available to you there among the papers we have piled up, what the latest situation with these warnings and things of that nature is. Quite possibly we have John Burke coming back in on the line there, Jeff, if you would check it, please. It's 5 minutes past 6 o'clock from WHAS Louisville. Again, let us repeat, please do not use water unless you have to. Do not use the telephone unless you have to. We have been asked to urge all members of Headquarters Battalion, 23rd Artillery Corps, to report to the Fairgrounds Armory immediately. All members of the Headquarters Battalion of the 23rd Artillery reporting to the Fairgrounds immediately. All Jefferson County police officers with the 24-hour patrol cars should report immediately to their district substations. All Jefferson County 24-hour patrol members to their district substations. If your area of the city was not affected, or your area of the metropolitan area of Louisville was not affected by this storm, please do not tonight go out to those areas that were. These emergency vehicles and those people who are attempting to clean up the devastation that was caused by the storm simply cannot afford for you to be in their way. If you have any curiosity, please save it for some time later in the week. Now let's go to Byron and get an update on this storm situation.
All right, Glenn, we don't mean to sound redundant with the tornado warnings, watches, and severe thunderstorm advisories and what have you, but I think in light of what happened here today, and it's our practice, and we've always given people the information until the watches and warnings were canceled, we have no cancellations yet on these. A tornado warning is still in effect for Oldham, Shelby, Henry, Trimble, Franklin, and Owen counties in Kentucky until about 6:30, or roughly 25 minutes from now. A tornado warning is still in effect until 6:30 for persons in Nelson, Anderson, Woodford, Franklin, Scott, Fayette, and Jessamine counties in Kentucky. John Burke of the Weather Service, the last time he spoke with us, told us that that storm was on its way, he thought, directly toward Frankfort, Kentucky. No report on whether it's reached that vicinity yet, but you folks in Franklin County and Scott County should be on the alert, as well as people in the metro Lexington area. A tornado warning still in effect until 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time for persons in Boone County, Kentucky, and Hamilton County, Ohio, just across the river at Cincinnati. This just handed me. A tornado warning is in effect for the following two areas of Kentucky, and this is a fresh bulletin. A tornado was reported shortly before 6 in Hart County, moving toward the northeast. Now, this area affected by the warning will include the counties of Hart, Greene, Taylor, Marion, and Casey. So we're moving on from the Frankfort area now with this tornado warning into the west-central Kentucky area. Again, a tornado warning is in effect for the following two areas of Kentucky. A tornado was reported shortly before 6 in Hart County. It was moving toward the northeast. The area affected by the warning includes the counties of Hart, Greene, Taylor at Campbellsville, Marion at Lebanon, and Casey at Liberty, Kentucky. The tornado was reported south of Frankfort at 6 p.m., and a warning is in effect, as we told you, for these counties, Franklin, Scott, Woodford, Fayette, Owen, Grant, and Harrison. So they have now included Grant on up I-75 toward Cincinnati and Harrison in the Cynthiana vicinity in that tornado warning which covers Frankfort. So we have two warnings, one for the west-central Kentucky counties of Hart, Greene, Taylor, Marion, and Casey, and one for the counties on east and north of Franklin, Scott, Woodford, Fayette, Owen, Grant, and Harrison. Now the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch, meaning that conditions are right for a tornado to develop for a portion of extreme southern Indiana and a portion of western Kentucky. The threat of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms with large hail and damaging winds will exist in these areas from now until 11 tonight. The greatest threat of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms is in an area along and 70 miles either side of a line from Evansville, Indiana to Greenwood, Mississippi. If you have a ruler or yardstick and you want to compute that, put the ends of the yardstick on Evansville, Indiana and Greenwood, Mississippi, and figure 70 miles either side of that line, and that's where the greatest threat of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms will exist until 11 tonight. Of course, persons in or close to any of the tornado watch or warning areas that we just gave you are advised to be on the watch for local weather developments and prepare to move to a place of safety if threatening conditions are sighted. 11 persons known dead in Indiana, well over 25 or 30 injured. The report's, of course, yet incomplete. We know of at least, in the neighborhood of 20 injuries that have been received by hospitals, two hospitals in Jefferson County, and the acting mayor told us a few moments ago that he's heard of at least 100 admissions to hospitals around Louisville. Now, Chuck Paddock, what do you have?
We've got somebody that we've been talking to on and off at several of the hospitals, and as you know, they are busy. I think it might be wise, even though we may have just said this a little while ago, it's kind of strange here at 6:10 in the afternoon to walk through the lobby of WHAS. We've got the sun shining. It looks beautiful out there, but a matter of 2 hours ago, we were in the midst of, less than that, matter of fact, an hour and a half ago, in the midst of a tornado. I think it bears repeating that the water supply in Louisville is critical at this time. We have, at best, 8 hours supply, and the water system is asking anyone, residences, industries, to curtail water usage because that 8-hour supply can be stretched to a full day if we're judicious with it and if we use it very slowly. Also, we've still got reports that the police are in as many sections of the city of Louisville that were hit as possible, and their phone company is still requesting people not use the phone any more than necessary. We have had several reports from areas where they say, well, we've been trying to reach so-and-so at a nursing home or something. It in many cases, is impossible to call across town. We've made several attempts to do that, and the phone system is not working that well. You would be wise to not try and call if you're concerned about somebody who lives across town, and let the emergency calls get through first. By this evening, you know, hopefully we would have things in better condition. We might also point out that tonight at 7:30 on Radio 84, in place of Spectrum, we will be having a full wrap-up of what has happened this afternoon in southern Indiana and across the state of Kentucky. At this point, we have been talking about weather conditions in the state, and it is wise to repeat that until 8 o'clock tonight, people will be under a tornado watch, which means conditions are ripe for activity to start up. And people should be on the alert. Byron?
All right. Thank you, Chuck, and thank you for the updated information. I think it's probably more critical than most of us would want to believe, this water situation, yet we shouldn't be alarmed about it. The water company knows what it can do with what it has at this moment. It says it has roughly an 8-hour supply. The problem is the equipment at the Crescent Hill pumping station, a very vital pumping station in the Louisville and Jefferson County area, has to be repaired, and we have to give them time to do it. So, as Chuck said, the more judiciously we use our water, the longer we'll all have to have a drink and use it for what we have to have it for. Glenn Baston, you've been in touch with the Weather Service most of the afternoon. What do we have now?
Byron, John Burke is getting a briefing from his people right at the moment. He is on the line, and as soon as he gets the latest from all of the meteorologists that he has on duty out at the National Weather Service, we will get the latest from him. I might point out something that is unexplained to us at the moment. We don't really know what it is, but We have had here in the studio, they have had in the newsroom, and they have had at our switchboard here at WHAS numerous reports of a tremor in the south end. Now, what this is, whether or not it is some side effect of the winds or something of that nature, we don't know. It is, quite honestly, at this moment, unexplained. But we are getting reports from the south end, the southern sections of Jefferson County, that they have had some sort of tremor. And for those of you who are located out there, as soon as we can track this down and get some explanation for it, we will give you that information. Well, something that we wish we did not have to report to you. Bob Johnson has just told us that there are at least 7 known dead in Kentucky as a result of the tornadoes, including 1 in Jefferson County. The death in Jefferson County reported from the city civil defense headquarters. We have no other details on that. The state police say that there are 2 known dead at Elizabethtown, 3 near Irvington and Meade County, another near Samuels and Nelson County. In addition, a spot check of hospitals in Louisville and Jefferson County tell of at least 50 people injured. And, of course, we had the acting mayor on the air just a little while ago saying that there may be as many as 100 people injured. Well, John Burke has joined us again. John, what's it look like now?
Well, Glenn, right now, radar is showing a well-developed storm down around Danville, probably not as bad as the one that went through here. Nevertheless, it is a sizable storm, a dangerous storm. It's moving east-northeast between 50 and 60 miles an hour. That would take it to somewhere around the Richmond area, on over into the, the Madison County, Clark County, on over in that area, the Richmond, Kentucky area. And the other one apparently moved near Frankfort. Whether or not it went across the city, we cannot say. It is east of Frankfort now, 10 miles or so east of Frankfort, heading in the direction of Georgetown, Paris, in that direction, but certainly I'm not trying to indicate it's going to strike those towns, but in that general direction, so persons in those areas, that's east of Frankfort, over in the Georgetown, Paris areas, on up into, that would be in Bourbon County, and on up into Harrison and Nicholas and Bath County. They're moving so rapidly, 50 or 60 miles an hour. And the other one is around Danville, also east-northeast, 50 to 60 miles an hour. We'd take it over into Madison County and the neighborhood of Richmond and on across into Clark, Powell, Estill County, Montgomery County. And there's just so much going on. It's just, what can I say except we're just going to have to be alert throughout the evening in the eastern part of the state at the present time. Northeast part, I would say, in the area from perhaps Richmond on up northward through the Lexington, Georgetown area, and on eastward, east of those areas for the next several hours anyhow, just thinking in terms of 60 miles an hour across there. And now we've been issued another tornado watch for the area in West Kentucky, another area, tornado watch area, which it extends across Western Kentucky up to near the Louisville. Now, bear in mind, this is only a watch area, but developments can be expected in that area.
John, these things seem to be skipping around quite a bit, do they not?
Well, we've had about, I'm going to say 5 or 6 very, very well-developed cells on the radar, and they've been boiling up, dying down, and we see nothing to the west of us now for the present, but we're going to be on the alert, and as you say, they've been hitting down in so many different areas, and there is pattern to them, but it is not the well-defined pattern we're normally accustomed to. We're just getting them every place, which is it is rather unusual. I certainly not out of the realm of possibility, but quite an unusual configuration this afternoon, which is it made it difficult to keep up with them, and certainly we're having our problems trying to get the warnings out. But I just want to remind people once again to be on the alert, and as I say, the areas to the east of Louisville, Georgetown, Lexington areas, Richmond area, and on east of there for the next few hours anyhow. Take the precautions that have been mentioned earlier.
There's nothing to lose by at least doing that.
No, not at all. These things are moving quite rapidly. Of course, at 60 miles an hour, you don't have much warning, but I would certainly be on the alert for something coming in from the west. But they're right on top of you before you know it.
A lot of people might think, John, I would imagine that you could probably see one of these storms coming and have a considerable amount of time, but as evidenced in Campbellsburg earlier this week, that's not the case, is it?
Well, they had the same situation there. That storm was moving about 60 miles an hour, so you can visualize coming on right down toward you at 60 miles an hour. You don't have much time to operate, and that we're going to have to be especially alert this evening because these storms are moving so rapidly.
Right now in downtown Louisville, we have sunshine.
Well, it's trying to poke through out here. Blue sky all over the place, and looks pretty good, but We did have some damage around the airport out here, and I heard you mention damage around the city earlier.
Well, apparently we have been very hard hit in many areas of the city. John, I'll let you get back to your radar screen. Thank you.
Okay, Glenn, thank you.
Again, let me report this really unfortunate side of this story. And that in Indiana, we have at least 11 confirmed deaths. In Kentucky now, 7 are known dead as a result of the afternoon tornadoes. 1 Jefferson County death reported by City Civil Defense Headquarters. 2 known dead at Elizabethtown. 3 near Irvington in Meade County. Another near Samuels in Nelson County. We are told that the hospitals are receiving numerous injuries in the immediate metropolitan area. I think you have an update on that even, Byron Crawford.
Well, not really. I have a little piece of good news here, Glenn. And I would, before I give it to you, I think I'd like to say that if you have relatives in the areas mentioned where we did have deaths, probably it would be better to wait until authorities can notify you. If you don't hear something, then you, I think, can assume that you are not, your family was not in the fatal list. But in situations like this, the initial reaction is to immediately panic and call and see what you can get. Try to wait a few hours and see if anyone contacts you. If not, then it's fair to assume that at least if they were hurt, then probably they survived the injuries. And at any rate, sometime tonight or early tomorrow morning, things should be reaching a state of normalcy, provided we have no more terrible weather, and the authorities should let you know. This bit of good news: at the St. Mark's Episcopal Daycare Center on Frankfort Avenue, and that was one of the areas that was hardest hit in Louisville, the daycare kids' parents are not to worry. They're fine, and apparently still at the daycare center. That's for the St. Mark's Episcopal Daycare Center on Frankfort Avenue, one of the areas hardest hit by the storm. Glenn, what do you have?
Well, that was indeed good news. We told you earlier that we have been getting several reports of earth tremors in the area, somewhat unexplained, and they still are unexplained to us, but we have Mrs. Ann Evans on the phone from Galena, Indiana, and she, too, experienced one of these. Ms. Evans, what did it feel like?
Well, I was laying on the couch listening to all the tornado news from Louisville, and it just shook the whole house just for about 3 or 4 seconds, and I was laying where I could see the doorway, and it just shook. It was just really odd. It made you feel kind of funny.
We had some reports from the southern sections of Jefferson County that the dishes were rattling and things of that nature. Did that happen at your house?
No, just the door shook, and the whole house just shook on its foundation. And I went to the door. My little boy was outside playing with the dog, and I asked him if he heard anything or felt anything, and he said, no, he didn't. And he was right by the house, but it shook the whole house. Of course, we have a basement, and part of it is on rock.
What time did this occur?
Just approximately 10 minutes ago.
So it's been about 6:10. How long did it last?
Oh, just for, I'd say 3 or 4 seconds.
Did you have any indication of stormy conditions in your area?
Well, of course, we've had all this wind, and there's lightning, but not close, off in the distance.
Ms. Evans, thank you for calling
us. Okay.
We're now at 22 minutes past 6. WHAS Radio will continue to broadcast the information that we have available to us as long as additional information continues to come in. It has been some time since we pointed out that the water company is having problems. They hit the power. The storm knocked out the power to the water company, the main pumping station in Crescent Hill. That means all the water we have is what was stored at the time. They say that should last for about 8 hours. Now, we would, of course, hope to have that power back on before that time is up, but we don't know. So conserve water as much as you possibly can. Use it very sparingly. We are also asking you to limit your use of the telephone. The telephone company says that their circuits are jammed by people attempting to call the weather service, people attempting to call here and there to their friends and to their relatives to see if they were hurt or injured. The information is just not going to be available to you from all we can learn. We will pass on to you every single word that we can get here at WHAS. I understand that our man Jim West, who has been circling through southern Indiana, is standing by for communication, Jeff, by two-way radio. Jim, if you're monitoring me, come on in.
Okay, Glenn, I am currently in New Albany. I just came from Floyd County Memorial Hospital, where at least 35 people have been treated. At least seven have been admitted to the hospital with injuries from the Borden-Palmyra area this afternoon. I did visit Palmyra earlier. There is about a mile and a half wide path of destruction from New Salisbury through Palmyra up into the Borden area. And the time I visited there, the homes I saw on either side of State Road 150 were totally destroyed, buildings lifted up off their foundation and completely flattened hundreds of yards away. So indeed, a tornado did strike through that vicinity. We have no reports of any fatal injuries at this point. Most of them, the injuries have been treated and released at Floyd County Hospital. Others have been taken to Harrison County Hospital and one in Washington County. Some are being airlifted by helicopter over to Clark County Hospital. So it will be a while before we have a total figure on the injuries from the Southern Indiana tornado this afternoon. However, at this point, it appears that there are no fatalities in the Southern Indiana area from the Palmyra and in particular. Now in Borden, Indiana, it seems the hardest hit area was a place called Daisy Hill Subdivision. Reports from the scene indicate that all the homes in that vicinity were leveled. This is Jim West in New Albany.
This is Byron Crawford, WHAS News. I've been here with Glenn Baston and Chuck Paddock this afternoon, and we're trying to keep you posted on what's happening as things happen very quickly in Louisville and Jefferson County, and storms now move into the central Kentucky area around Richmond. We want to ask you to be on the alert if you're in the Richmond, Frankfort areas, on up into Grant County and the Cynthiana vicinity, and even you folks in Casey County and Taylor County down in there. There are two cells apparently still working in Kentucky, both of them extremely strong cells. We hesitate to say whether they are actual tornadoes, but they can cause extensive damage. At least two twisters apparently made their way through the Louisville and Jefferson County areas in some form this afternoon and have left widespread damage and many, many persons injured in Indiana and Kentucky. At least seven reported dead in Kentucky and 11 confirmed dead in Indiana. Now, another aspect is the continuing amount of reports we're receiving on tremors. I just talked to a lady on the phone who lives in the Candlelight subdivision who said she experienced the same kind of tremor at her home as was felt in the Galena, Indiana area. And the lady you heard on the air a few minutes ago, Chuck Paddock, just came in with a piece of copy. Chuck, what do you have?
Byron, apparently those earth tremors are rather widespread throughout perhaps a three-state area. Minor tremors have been reported from Evansville to Indianapolis in Indiana this afternoon. The tremor was reported from Elwood in the north, down through Indianapolis to Bloomington to Evansville in southern Indiana, then across to Henderson, Kentucky, spreading west through Terre Haute, Sullivan, Clinton, and into Marshall, Illinois. And, of course, the reports that we've had here in the metro Louisville of earth tremors. This is the first time in my recollection over the past decade or so of watching tornadoes and severe storms we've ever had an earth tremor associated with a severe thunderstorm and a tornado. And I really don't know what the explanation would be from the Weather Service, but it apparently has happened because there are so many reports of an earth tremor, and it has happened within an hour and a half of a time when we've had severe weather and a very strong tornado, which passed across Jefferson County, metro Louisville, with winds up to 80 miles an hour and above. It'll be interesting in at least several hours by the time I'm sure the Earthquake Center will be working on that and will have some kind of explanation, I would hope, as to why we've had these tremors. Byron?
Well, in a way, Chuck, we may be fortunate in that there is a seismograph, as I understand it, at the Indiana University at Bloomington. I would assume that they are at work now trying to pinpoint where the center of the tremor was and just how extensive it was and what it measured on the Richter scale, which is the thing they use to tell how serious an earthquake or an earth tremor is. I might add, to minimize the reports of earth tremors, that as we all know, they can be either man-made or natural, and I would hope that some of them in the Louisville area at least are natural. I would hope, or man-made. I would hope that maybe they're the result of possibly some sort of after effect of the storm, such as we've had some explosions reported. That could have been possibly what you felt. We've also had some very heavy thunderstorm activity in parts of Kentucky, and the thunderstorms can sometimes rock the earth. Glenn, what do you have?
Well, I'd like to give you some idea of what we're going to do with our program schedule here on WHAS, Byron. We're going to continue on the air as long as it is necessary to keep you informed of what's going on. Then we're going to switch to Milton Metz. Milton will change his topic tonight, and he will accept your calls on what went on in your area this afternoon. We, of course, in the WHAS newsroom will continue to watch the situation and will report throughout Milton's program. Our information will continue on a nonstop basis from the news desk here, and once we get through this point of urgency where they... thunderstorms and things of this nature have dissipated, then we'll switch over to Milton for his receiving of your calls concerning what happened in your area. Bud Harbsmeyer just walked in. Bud?
You know, a portion of the National Guard has been alerted and called to active duty by the governor. They were supposed to meet at their armory. However, we have reports that they can't get to the armory, and they are to meet now at U.S. 42 and Pennington Lane. U.S. 42 and Pennington Lane, members of the Guard who have been activated.
All right. You members of the National Guard who have been called out, keep that in mind because it's of utmost importance. If you cannot get to the armory, and apparently many of you can't, then the point to rally is at U.S. 42 and Pennington Lane. All patients at Northfield Nursing Home are well. There has been damage, but all patients are well. Watterson College canceled classes, U of L University College canceled, and of course, I think we can assume without going into the cancellation business that almost everything is canceled tonight. I would pass this message along to some of you anxious parents, and I wish we could pass good news along to all of you who might be worried and might not be with your children, but particularly those at the St. Mark's Episcopal Daycare Center on Frankfort Avenue, where the storm really left some serious damage. The kids are okay, so don't worry about them. You can make arrangements, but the kids are fine at the St. Mark's Episcopal Daycare Center on Frankfort Avenue. Chuck Paddock is on the phone, and I assume that Chuck... all right, we'll stay with it here. This is WHAS News. The time is 6:31. You're listening to WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. Things happened so unbelievably fast this afternoon that it really is difficult to keep your finger on what's going on. To recount briefly, Governor Ford indicated to us that he is trying to divide up the National Guardsmen around the state as best he can to see that all areas which suffered serious damage receive relief, especially those areas where the damage could result in some looting and what have you. The same is probably true in Indiana, where Governor Otis Bowen has been asked to call out the Indiana National Guard. 7 known deaths in Kentucky, 11 known dead in Indiana, and we have at least 100 being treated in Louisville area hospitals, 35 or so at the Floyd County Memorial Hospital over on the Indiana side, and 7 are being admitted to the hospital there, but Jim West tells us that so far he's heard of no fatalities there. I believe, and if you'll pardon me while I get the sheet, I believe that there was one death in Jefferson County. We have no details, no names yet of anyone who was injured or killed in Kentucky. As we say, at least 7 are known dead in the Commonwealth as a result of the tornadoes. The state police say there are 2 known dead around Elizabethtown, 3 near Irvington in Meade County, where the tornado came through Breckenridge and Meade counties and tore up some homes down there. Another death was reported near Samuels in Nelson County, and that was another tornado or another storm system that moved from the Bernheim Forest area through Nelson County down through Washington, Spencer, and that area, and now is centered somewhere in the Richmond vicinity. Be on the alert if you're in the Richmond area or the Grant County, Franklin County area, as well as the counties of Hart and Casey and Taylor and Green, because there's a tornado also in your vicinity and could come your way. Glenn Baston?
Well, I have on the line right now, Byron, St. Louis University, the Department of Geology, and, beg your pardon? Earth and Atmospheric Sciences. I beg your pardon, our telephone listing is outdated. But when I ask, when I merely introduce myself, you ask, did I feel the earthquake? What have we had?
You've had an earthquake of approximately magnitude 4.5 on the Richter scale. Our recordings of it so far indicate it occurred about 130 miles to the east of St. Louis, which would put it in southern Illinois, most likely. This is the largest earthquake in this area since the 1968 earthquake, November 9th, and we've got felt reports from the St. Louis area, Springfield, Illinois, and now Louisville, Kentucky also.
What do you have any idea what sort of radius is involved in this?
Over how large an area it'll be felt? It should be felt in most of the six or seven states surrounding Illinois. I don't think it should be felt any farther than, say, 200 miles from where it occurred, though.
It was centered, apparently, in southern Illinois.
As far as we can tell right now.
We have just gone through a tremendous afternoon here of severe weather. We have a considerable amount of damage. There could be no relation in these two, I'm sure. Would that be a correct assumption?
There would be no relation whatsoever to this.
Is 4.5 on the scale serious enough to cause damage?
It might possibly cause some slight damage, like perhaps if a dish or something might fall off a table or something like that. It's extremely unlikely that it could cause any damage of any serious sort.
Okay, sir. We thank you much.
Okay, you're quite welcome.
All right. That was what was his formal title? He's from St. Louis University, where they have a seismograph to measure things like this, and he tells us that there has indeed been an earthquake. It was centered about 130 miles east of St. Louis. It was in southern Illinois, apparently, and will be felt or was felt in several states. It measured about 4.5 on the scale.